How long have you been a flight nurse?
I've flown for a total of 22 years, 7 years as a medic, and the remainder as a flight nurse.
Tell me about the old helicopter and how it's different from this new helicopter.
We used to fly a Bell 412 helicopter, which is a very capable helicopter. It had two engines, four blades, was capable of carrying four patients. However, it was very, very costly to operate. When St. Mary's initially got the 412, we were the only flight program in western Colorado and eastern Utah. So, you know, we had the potential of having to pick up multiple patients. But in this day and age and with costs, we switched to the A-STAR, which is an AS-350B3, and its nickname for that type of helicopter is called an A-STAR. We went to that aircraft because it was more economical. You know, the operation costs on this helicopter are significantly lower than our older helicopter. And we also went with the A-STAR because of its capability of flying in the higher elevations and being able to operate in the higher elevations and land and pick up patients. And also in this day and age, there are multiple aircraft that have, you know, filled our region, so we have other resources that we can utilize.
St. Mary's is a level 2 trauma center, and it serves people between Denver and Salt Lake City. What is it like covering such a vast area?
Yeah, so St. Mary's is the largest trauma center between Salt Lake and Denver. And yeah, we do have a huge area that we cover. So that's why air transport is really best utilized because, you know, we have the speed on our side, but not only that, but we have, you know, the critical care capability. And most of our flights are from other facilities to St. Mary's. So, you know, if an outlying facility has something that they're unable to manage, then, you know, we can go out and we can pick them up and transport them here. St. Mary's has this A-STAR helicopter. We also have a Beechcraft King Air 200, which is an airplane, which has a two-patient capability. And then we also have a ground ambulance that we're also able to utilize. You know, we need to be able to essentially be a flying ICU. So if we're picking up a critical patient at an outlying facility, we need to be able to maintain that level of care during the transport until they get here. And also we're a mobile emergency room, so we can go to a scene of an accident and initiate the same care or similar care as the emergency room is able to do.
The new helicopter, the A-STAR, accommodates one patient. How many medical personnel can it accommodate?
The helicopter and the airplane, we have the same crew configuration: pilot, flight nurse, and flight medic. So there's a crew of three, two medical attendants and, you know, one pilot.
Do they ever let you fly the aircrafts?
No. I'd like to, but they won't let me.
Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
That was Tom Feller, a flight nurse with St. Mary's Care Flight. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.